Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's May 2013. The Social Security Administration provides hundreds of billions of dollars in benefits to roughly 62 million Americans. SSA's workload is increasing, even as large numbers of their employees are projected to retire. A team led by Daniel Bertoni, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently reviewed SSA's efforts to manage in this challenging time. GAO's Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Daniel to talk about what they found.
What are some of the key management challenges facing SSA?
All right, we found that SSA faces several key challenges. First, with more baby boomers filing for retirement disability benefits and projected staff attrition, SSA faces a real challenge in ensuring it has enough people in place with the appropriate knowledge, skills, and abilities to do the job. So succession planning and developing future leaders will be critical to the agency. Secondly, SSA also faces challenges in terms of modernizing its disability program, how it determines disability, and who can and can't work in today's economy. Thirdly, SSA's information technology is aging, and maintaining it, updating it going forward is going to be pretty resource intensive. Lastly, SSA faces the challenge of ensuring its physical footprint, its network of about 1,300 field offices, remains viable and aligns with the changing service delivery needs of its beneficiary population, who down the road will be more likely will be computer savvy, more comfortable using the internet, smartphones, and other non-face-to-face interactions with SSA.
And what's SSA planning to do to address these challenges?
Well, the good news is that SSA has acknowledged these challenges. That's a victory, and it's taken some steps to get out in front of them. The not-so-good news is that they still lack a thoughtful, long-term strategy to be truly successful.
Now, is this something that's unique to SSA, or are other agencies facing these type of management challenges as well?
Yes, absolutely. Other agencies are facing similar challenges. For example, the Department of Veterans Affairs is experiencing a record number of disability claims, driven primarily by an aging veteran population and extended wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. So VA staff are struggling to process these claims for reasons similar to SSA. Other agencies like the Postal Service, Census, IRS, have also reorganized their facilities and how they provide services in order to work smarter with the limited resources they have. And we feel SSA could learn something from their efforts.
With this in mind, what's GAO recommending SSA do to better confront these issues?
We have several recommendations, but I think two are most critical. First, we've recommended that SSA establish an entity or person dedicated exclusively to strategic planning to spearhead these type of efforts. Second, that the agency develop a long-term service delivery plan with specific strategies and metrics for addressing its key challenges. It's also important that the new incoming commissioner articulate to SSA's workforce, the Congress, and the public a vision for change over the next 10 years and beyond, and develop partnerships with stakeholders early in his or her term to implement that vision.
Finally, for taxpayers concerned about the benefits SSA provides, what's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is that the service delivery world is changing, and SSA will need to work smarter to meet the needs of its beneficiaries while also ensuring that it's protecting taxpayer dollars. There's a lot at stake here, and they can do better.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.